Hey guys, and welcome to episode 9. Baby, it is finna get hot in here, okay? Episode 9, I'm Just a Business, the chronicles of being a Black-owned business. Y'all, I talked about this in my group earlier in the week, and whew, are y'all in for a treat? Let's dig right on in. So, I came across a post last week and, you know, just doing my, you know, regular scrolly scroll on Facebook. And I see this post and it's about, you know, their experience with a Black-owned business. And they say these words, these famous words that literally make my ass itch. And it was, "This is why I don't support Black-owned businesses, plural." And so here I go getting fired up, all hot in the drawers. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of this. This is the day. You know, I say something every now and again, you know, in my circles, in my tribes, we talk about it. We have the dialogue. But I was like, you know what? Today's the day where I am going to speak about how we have to stop initiating dialogue with Black-owned business. We're just businesses. I'm just a business. I am. And let me, as a disclaimer, while we're only 2 minutes into this podcast, before anybody feels the need to feel a type of way, I am, in fact, in love with my Black-owned business and who I am. I love it. But as a business owner, I understand that I want everybody's cheddar, and I do not want me being a Black-owned business to make others feel uncomfortable or shy them away, or I don't want to make anyone feel inferior to me because I am a Black-owned business. I just want that same even playing field as everybody else because the money is green, and I do not judge a $100 bill to a $20 bill or a $50 bill, if you see what I'm saying. So let's move on. I get fired up in the drawers about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm finna say something about it. So I make a status and I say, "Stop generalizing Black businesses." And I was so serious. I meant what I meant and I wasn't gonna repeat myself again. Okay? "Stop generalizing Black businesses. I don't like it. It's irritating to me just because TT across town messed up your order and you had a bad experience does not, you know, speak to my customer service or my ability to give you an optimal experience. We're two different businesses." So, you know, I post this and one of my friends on Facebook was like, "But sometimes," and I was like, "But what does, you know, like what is but sometimes?" So we get into the conversation and I was able to generate light off of it. So I'll actually read you guys the dialogue that we had back and forth. I said, he said, "But sometimes." I say, "No, but you can't compare, for example, me to another business," which is in fact very true. You cannot compare two different businesses. I don't care if they were in the same industry. It's not up for comparison. I said, "But I'm curious to know what you meant by but." He said that a lot of Black businesses are the same exact businesses. We saturate our own market to sell out each other. Some have become better in customer service realm, but we tend to treat our own people in not such a good way. I said, "I think that all races do that, though. I sat and listened to a white man steal a client away from his partner while dogging her. I've also seen other races have poor customer service to their own people as well, which is why I can't entertain conversations about Black people being the only race that can handle business, and that's on period. Our expectations are far too high for Black businesses. Why? I don't know. But I wish we would have these same conversations and stick to that same disgusted feeling when any other brand or business is out here showing their ass. What is crazy," "we name those brands, but we don't say white businesses or white brands." Okay. So he hits me back with the, and I was like, okay, I see where you're going, so I'm going to read it. He says, now, I agree with that. We call ourselves Black businesses because we always want to associate everything we do with the culture. Ooh, talk about it. Instead of branding ourselves, most of us don't know how to create a brand and avoid wanting to be labeled a Black business. We think that it gives us clout in our own community, and it really doesn't. I believe what you're saying about other race businesses, they are super cutthroat, but they aren't blasted, nor do we care about what they do to their own. A lot of people throw guilt trips onto people to support Black businesses instead of just saying it's a good brand to buy. And then I responded where I said, okay, I can understand where you're coming from. So, oh my God, there's so much stuff to uncover in this. There's so much stuff to uncover in this episode, which is why I'm glad I'm kind of doing it, because we need to start having these conversations. Not to say that we can't be proud for who we are, but as he said, some of us just do it because Black excellence is associated with being Black. We are the Mecca for everything. Everything on this planet, we source it. We are the source. We are the it to everything. And so I get what he was saying. When we say we're Black-owned businesses, that is a very proud thing to say and be proud of. But to what extent does, like, what leverage do we get out of it? I had to ask myself that. What leverage do I give myself as saying and acting like I'm a Black-owned business who serves just only, and I have to be clear with this, like, sometimes we don't, and let me finish my sentence. What leverage do I get out of saying that I'm a Black-owned business serving a Black-owned community and I'm Blackity Black, 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 Black? In our communities, hear me very clearly, sometimes we don't get anything, okay? And sometimes we get the world. I mean, our community, our tribe, they show up like never before. And you are amazed and humbled and just like in awe of how strong your community can be. But sometimes nothing comes out of it. Now, I want you to ask yourself this, if you are a business listening, what leverage could you get out of just being a brand or just being a business? So I had to sit back and I had to really take into consideration, you know, our famous Walmarts, our Targets, our Sally's, our Kroger's, all of the businesses that are owned by white people. And I had to sit back and I had to say, they never shout out that they're white owned, that they're white this, that they're white that. And so I had to kind of say, well, why do we do it? And taking us back on a little history lesson. So for so long, we have been demeaned, and we have been taught that we don't matter and anything associated with us doesn't matter. And so we've spent generations on generations on generations building up our confidence. We've gotten to the point that our confidence is here, but now our confidence is so loud that people can't sometimes see us for us. And so I self-assessed and I thought about this. I paced back and forth and I said, I really have to take into consideration the many of times that I've used this and that it has become a benefit to me. Now, if in fact you have a business, because we ran into this too, there was a moment where people were like, hey, you know, my business is solely dedicated to Black people. I mean, that's my niche. That's my demographic. And to those people, this conversation isn't necessarily for you because your brand is matching what you say. But for instance, for me, my brand is skincare, okay? It is the health and wellness of you. And you does not have a color on it. So I'm going to give you supreme optimal customer service, supreme optimal products, no matter who you are. And there is, unfortunately, no extra brownie points in my business by you being Black. You pay the same price that Vanessa would pay or that Becky would pay. You're literally paying the same exact price. And so with that, I can't say that I'm a Black-owned business and this is who I am. I'm just a brand. And honestly, when you see my Black ass, you're going to know it's owned by a Black-owned person. I mean, look at me. I'm melanated the F up, okay? So you're literally going to see me a mile away with this pink on, okay? And so, I mean... it's so many layers, and I'm trying to, like, literally within all of this get the thoughts together. But let's start with this. When you're able to say that you're a brand and you're a business, you open yourself up to so many more things. I kind of gave us a little Trumpy Trump moment. So much good things, so many good things, good stuff. But you are able to see yourself and see all that you can do outside of just being Black. That's number one. Number two, if in fact you're going to lead with that dialogue, be prepared for the other end of it, which is the thing that I hate the most, which is status is like. That's why I don't support Black-owned businesses. If we are going to lead with this dialogue, this is what happens in our community when things don't go right with our Black-owned businesses, okay? Our community, our people, because the white people do not say this. I've never heard of white people say, this is why I don't support Black businesses. And if I am mistaken, then surely I can say so. But I've never heard a white person say this. The only community of people that I've heard say this are our people. And so we have to be prepared for what that looks like when our community is not happy with the things they receive from us. Now, could it be the fact that we don't know how to do business? Maybe. Could it be that our community has way too many high expectations for us? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen it. I've given you a prime example. Our community is completely forgivable when we talk about places like Gucci, Tommy Hilfiger. I mean, and the list goes on. People who literally demean and disrespect our community, and we are so forgivable. I mean, listen, I think it was Gucci I just got done with the blackface stuff. Days later, TMZ sees Floyd Mayweather shopping in Gucci happily. And when they ask him, after all of these things have came out, why you will still support? He said, that ain't none of my business. And so you're going to be mad at a Black-owned business because they did not put a fork in your order? Or you're going to be mad because instead of the French fries, they gave you corn on the cob? Or your order is about 2 days late and they didn't email you? But we allow these major white-owned brands to completely make a mockery out of our painful history, and we're so forgiving. It's wild to me. And so this is the part where I say I am no longer entertaining conversations. Okay? I'm no longer entertaining conversations about Black-owned businesses and the lack thereof, because we always give, let me tell you what reviews are. We always give reviews on Amazon and everywhere else. And you know what reviews are at the end of the day? They're constructive criticisms for businesses, okay? And so when a business is doing something right, you let them know that they're doing something right so they can continue to keep doing it. And when they're doing something wrong, you contact their customer service or you give a review on that product or service so that they can know what to do right. But the only time that I've seen a Black-owned business receive constructive criticism is through public humiliation. And that in itself is an issue for me. That in itself is an issue because we are not as forgiving to our Black-owned brands when they do something wrong. This is why if you would ever be new to coming, you know, you've happened to stumble along my business, or you happen to, you know, come to face to face with my business, you will never get the vibe that on the first look that I'm Black owned. And that does not mean that I am disowning my race or I'm disowning who I really am. It's that I want to do business and money is money. Okay. When you switch your money over to my hand, the color does not change. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what gender you specify as. If my products are for you, they are for you. And that is how I want you to see my brand. And that is how I want you to see my business. And if you have to lead with anything, you lead with the quality and the value of customer service that I gave you, not the color of my skin. And so I have to tell my people, my community, that although it is something that we are extremely proud to be, that sometimes it's not always in our best interest to lead with that dialogue, because as we can see time and time again, people use it against us. And it boggles my mind, because we have not came together as a collective, and y'all let me know if I missed the Black business meeting, but we did not come together as a collective to say that we were going to outshine and deliver excellent quality service that no other brand and no other business can deliver. We're just going to be the only people to do it. And if you decide or you think that we didn't give you excellent customer service, you have every right to publicly humiliate us and get your money back and everything else above the sun. We did not come to that conclusion as a collective. And so when you put us in that group and you loop us all in to say, oh, this is why I don't support all Black businesses. No, 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 no. You're wrong. You don't support that business. Granted, your feelings, your opinions, but even then, I'm going to have to play devil's advocate for a second. While you may not partake in their services or their products anymore, it does not give you, it does not warrant you the right to do what you do on Facebook, because this is where I see it. I don't ever see it in the review section. Okay. I ask what products these people be buying, and I go back and I look under that product and I don't see no reviews from that person about that product or about that service. But you go on Facebook, you tag the business, you even will go so far to post the owner's raggediest picture on the worst day on their personal Facebook page. Y'all would even go to that extent if y'all could. So before we get to this point, you may not want to support the business. Okay, cool, great, whatever. But respect the fact that they have, you know, customer service. They have ways where you can go about it. And as you would write a letter to Target, not an email, not a text, not the chat box. You would write a letter if you could, if you had bad service, and do it in the most professional way. I need for us as a community to do the same thing when it comes to our businesses, because it's imperative. And so there's so many other layers to this, but I don't want to take up too much time. The real conversation today about this is not leading with we're Black owned. I think we're over that. I think the confidence is there. I think if I saw another Black business, if I see another Black business across the room, I already know what's up. I already know how lit. I already know how excellent. I know how hard you have to work, sis or brother, king or queen. I know what you had to do. I know the strides that you had to take. And so for that, I see you and I know. But let that be a telepathic communication that we have with each other, instead of literally shouting it to the top of the mountains, and then now we're limiting ourselves, we're limiting our dollars, we're limiting our ability to grow and touch the ceiling. And again, I think people could take this conversation left. Some people say, you know, well, Markeisha, are you not proud of being a Black-owned business? Absolutely. But I understand what this country is and what this country means to a Black person and what this country means to a white person. And again, be very clear that I am here to get the money. Okay? So in getting the money, I prefer to brand myself, and I prefer for my race and my color to not be your priority in judging the quality in which I can bring you a product or a service. That is it. You know what, y'all? Meet me over there in the corner, the advice corner. I got some advice for you. Come over.
Real quick, a word from our sponsor, Strong Family Bonds, maker of Sergeant Hart's premium handcrafted barbecue sauce. Foodies appreciate the complex levels of concentrated flavors and a memorable dining experience of Sergeant Hart's barbecue sauce. Visit strongfamilybonds.com now. That's strongfamilybonds.com. They help turn good recipes into great cuisine. Strongfamilybonds.com, maker of Sergeant Hart's barbecue sauce, the taste that welcomes you home. Visit strongfamilybonds.com now. Look for Sergeant Hart's barbecue sauce on Amazon.
And my advice to you today in the advice corner is, it's so simple. Get your branding together, okay? In this conversation of not leading with the fact that we are Black owned and that we are Black excellence and everything, because people can feel it. They can sense it. They know what's up when they step on your website. They know what's up when they talk to you at trade shows. They know what's up when they see you on those Target shelves. And so I think the important part, and we've seen it with a lot of successful Black brands, is getting our branding together, getting our target audience, our demographic, our niche. Who do we want to serve? If we want to serve everybody, that's our business. But getting that together and knowing that, and then living that every day in your operations, in your day-to-day movements with your business, and all of your decision-making. And so with that being said, take branding very seriously as a Black-owned business. Think about your tone. Think about what you want to say. Think about how you want people to feel. These are certain questions you should be asking yourself when you're trying to figure out what you're going to stand for, okay? And so if you ever need any help with that, I'm going to give you a couple of people who do it well. So the first one is the six-figure chick, and none of these are affiliate shout out. So I just want to put that out there. The six-figure chick on Instagram, she is a social media digital marketing guru, baby. If you want ebooks, if you want to talk about branding, if you want to talk about marketing, she is the bomb, baby. And let me tell you, I've never once heard her say that she was a Black-owned business. But when you go on there, you're going to know exactly who you're dealing with, okay? Baby, strong, Black, cancer-free business owner, and she is, just immaculate in everything that she does. And so, yes, follow her. The next one is my Black woman, my Black queen, Nicole Walters. Nicole Walters is thebomb.com. Again, if you want to know about branding, marketing, or anything business-related, she is your definite person to go to. And then last but not least, baby, on the financial side, on the branding and marketing side, Come through now. Erin On Demand. Erin On Demand is a new and up and growing fast track superstar on YouTube. And she talks about all things branding and marketing, getting yourself together and being the best business owner you can be, okay, in this virtual world. So if nothing else, get your branding together, focus on you, and be the best business owner you can be. Now, let's close up this episode. Okay, guys, look, I know this was kind of the angry episode, and so now I've had some time to kind of simmer down and think. And on a serious note, I think it's important for us to have these conversations. I think it's important for us to have these dialogues, as I think this is a part of building a business, is figuring out what identity you're going to stand with. And your identity doesn't have to change. You are who you are. You're not going to put on, you know, it's not like I'm saying, you know, put a different face in front of your brand and you can be who you are authentically. What I'm saying is our community is not so much ready yet for us to lead with Black excellence, because we are so harshly ridiculed when we make mistakes. And because we as a community don't do it to other brands, I think it's important for us to follow suit with what other brands do. Other brands are who they are. Target is who they are. I've never heard them lead with being white owned. I've never heard them lead with being you know, as, you know, I don't know. I just never heard them lead with their race. And we know that we're the bomb. We get that, I think, at this point. And so now we just need to start doing business, okay? We need to start racking in the coins from everybody. And so I hope that this episode was emotionally invoking. I hope that it was something that made your ass itch. I hope it was something that gave you some insight to what a Black business owner thinks about being Black owned. Like, we don't hear conversations about this. And I hope that it can start conversations within your community, within your tribe, about how you're branding yourself. And so I think that next week I'm going to dig a little deeper into branding, and I'm actually going to bring a special guest on. I so appreciate you guys for being here on episode 9. I'm just a business. And I hope that you guys have a fabulous week. Be safe during this COVID-19 crisis, okay? I promise you that we are starting to see what the horizon may be. And so stick with that. Peace, love, and blessings. Sharing and caring, loving, one blog at a time. I'm out.